Email Program Director Katie at katy@wgxc.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Rip Van Winkle Tobacco-Free Action, helping to create tobacco-free places for people to live, learn, work, and play. TobaccoFreeNYS.org.
Welcome to WGXC 90.7 FM. I'm Loretta. You all right? Really quiet.
Yeah, that I never can hear myself.
Well, I mean,
I hear you.
Well, just speak directly into the microphone.
I guess maybe I should just talk like this, and I actually hear myself better if I do this.
Well, the other people don't.
You're telling me to talk into the microphone.
I'm telling you to talk into the microphone.
Sure? I'm not on the air.
No, you are.
No, I'm not. Look.
Mom,
I'm not
speak
on the air.
Right into the microphone.
I am Loretta. Look at my mouth. Hello.
Maybe you're right. Your microphone's use that one.
Alright, hang on. Hello. La 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 la. The buttons aren't on. Push the top buttons.
Oh.
The top. Well, now I can hear myself. I should have known that when I moved my mouth further from the microphone and yelled, I heard myself better. It was because your microphone was picking me up.
All right. It's been a long day. I forgot to.
Has it been a long day?
Yeah, it has.
It's been a short day.
No, it really, for you. Maybe.
No, I mean, you got up pretty late.
Really? What time did I get up?
Well, I woke you up at like 11.
Oh.
So you've been up for 4.5 hours.
Okay. All right.
So, Loretta, today's a big day, though, for your radio show.
Is it?
You're not talking into the microphone even.
Is it?
Yes, it is. Do you know why?
Why?
Come on, think hard. What happened in the past week? Come on. You can do it.
Guardians?
Yeah. We get to talk about Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's what I was going to say, but I got really...
distracted and tired.
No, it was... You said big week for the radio state, for your radio show. So I thought it had to do with... I don't know.
Are you okay?
I'm all right.
You don't seem yourself today. Has something happened?
I'm okay. I started making edits on Tumblr and I was up late and just tired.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What did you think of Guardians?
I loved it.
I loved it too.
How many times have you seen it, Loretta?
3.
Okay, so it opened Thursday night was the first. Tell us your viewing schedule.
Well, Thursday I saw it, which was the day before it opened, but it opened early, so I saw it. The night after I went, but the night after that was when I skipped a night. The night after Friday, mm-hmm. I went to see it again.
Yeah, that was the second time I took you.
And then
took off Saturday night was like a break.
And then I went to see it on Sunday night with Dad.
So you've been twice with Dad and once with me.
Yeah.
I need to catch up.
Are you ready to take me again?
I will take you again, but this week's going to be kind of tough.
Yeah, maybe you can take me tonight.
Well, I have band practice tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Which you were supposedly coming to.
Yeah, sure. I'd love to.
Okay. Having seen it 3 times, you can probably tell us.
I can recite most of the lines.
Can you tell us all the good lines? What are the best lines?
No, I can't. I don't want to spoil it.
Come on, tell us some good ones.
Okay. I am Groot.
Well, we all know I am Groot. Like, if we've watched the commercial.
Not everyone knows I am Groot. Not everyone understands it.
Can you play a soundbite of I am Groot?
I'll try to find. Okay.
That would be so cute if everybody could hear how it sounds when he says, I am Groot.
Vin Diesel was fantastic.
You know what I wanted to tell you?
What?
While you're doing that,
what?
I did some Guardians of the Galaxy reading.
Like comics?
No. Like I went and read in the New York Times, like what they've published about Guardians of the Galaxy. First of all, you know that it was like, it had an enormous opening weekend.
Yeah.
It made like $94 million.
Mom. I can't find the quote right now, but there's, it's kind of the first Marvel movie that's, how do I put it? You know, it's got kind of more diversity, I guess.
Okay.
You know, like Gamora, and it's, I mean, the Avengers is literally all white people.
That's kind of cheesy.
Yeah. And I love the Avengers, but there's literally only one white person. I mean, well, some of them are like pink or something, but you know. On Guardians of the Galaxy, there's only one white guy.
That's right, Chris. Chris is the white guy.
Yeah. Chris Pratt.
Then Drax is sort of gray and red.
He's green. Green and red in the comics.
He's kind of gray in the
movie.
I
know, he is kind of gray. He's like grayish, bluish, greenish.
Yeah. Gamora's green.
Gamora's green.
Nebula's blue.
Ronan is blue.
Ronan is blue. Rocket is fur. He's definitely
Groot
not white.
Groot is a tree.
Groot is a tree.
Most of the people from the Nova Corps are white.
When you see the crowd scenes, though, a lot of them are pink
in
different colors.
That's because on Xandar, a lot of people are pink.
On the Xandarians? Many of the Xandarians are pink?
Yeah.
So I went and read a profile of Chris Pratt. Okay. I learned a lot about Chris Pratt.
Isn't he great?
He's so great, Loretta. Okay, first of all, his mom, when he was growing up, worked in a Safeway. She was a checker in a Safeway supermarket. And she still is. She still works in the Safeway.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, she must be doing a bit better now with her son.
She's probably gotten a raise, you know. No, she still works in the Safeway. What else did I read about him?
He's really funny.
He was the class clown. He was known as the class clown when he was younger.
I don't find that surprising.
He said this thing that like, that, I mean, I almost like want to look it up and read parts of it because his quotes were really interesting. He said sometimes he has to play a fat guy and then sometimes he has to play a buff guy.
Oh, and the wife likes it.
The wife likes it.
The wife likes it when he plays a fat guy because she gets to bake more.
I didn't read that part. That's cute. I think they have a little kid.
Yeah, they have a young kid.
And she's an actress.
What?
The wife.
Oh, yeah.
She's an actress.
Anna Faris.
Is she really pretty?
Yeah, she's really
pretty. Yeah, figures.
So
did you find I Am Groot?
I didn't find I Am
Come on.
I couldn't find it. What am I supposed to do?
I Am Groot. Just.
I searched it.
Video. I Am Groot.
I searched that. Look, this is Anna Faris.
Let's see her. Okay, she's really pretty. All right, she's really pretty. So that's okay. I forgive her.
What?
just mouthing off. So what else did... Okay, so he said this really interesting thing, which was that... Okay, first of all, he refused to try out for the part for a long time. I forget his reasons why. But his agent finally convinced him to try out for the part, and they'd been trying all these different people, and like the minute he started it, they were just like, this is the guy. But he has a personality where he loves to please people. And the director had to convince him to stop trying to please people and just actually pull back a little bit. And be a little more deadpan and just like let the character sort of like not overdo it by trying to sort of grab attention. And I just thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, he's a really good actor. He's in Parks and Rec.
Yeah, he plays the totally pathetic guy in Parks and Rec.
He's not pathetic. He's great.
The episode I saw, he was living in a tent in a hole in the ground.
Oh, yeah.
And in the pouring rain. He was pathetic in that episode. That's the only word.
He's really great. He's kind of pathetic, but he's also really... He's not... I wouldn't... He's just dumb.
What else did I learn about Chris Pratt? He he lived in Maui for a while. In Hawaii.
Nice. I like Zoe Saldana.
She was really good.
She was fantastic. She was my second favorite character.
Tell us some more good lines.
I'm trying to think of some.
There's some line about you teach stuff. Some line about teaching. What's that?
Captain's gotta teach stuff.
Captain's gotta teach stuff?
Yeah, there's a scene where Yondu, who's also blue, Yondu Udanda.
Yondu Udanda?
Yeah.
Is that played by Jimon Hounsou?
How do you spell that?
I forget who Yondu is.
Let me show you.
No,
He's the blue guy with the weird teeth.
Yeah, him. Okay, go ahead.
He was the guy from Captain's Gotta Teach Stuff.
What's the tell everybody what the context of that is?
Well, it's like they've got an arrow pointed at him, at Peter, and the Yondu.
Oh, Yondu is the guy with the arrows. That's right. Yeah.
Arrow. Only one.
Arrow.
And he's like, Captain's gotta teach his men. And then a guy behind him just says to the crowd, Captain's gotta teach stuff.
That was good.
That really cracked. There were some good Rocket lines, but most of them had curse words, so I can't say them.
Rocket was really good.
Rocket was great. Bradley Cooper was great.
So you've been playing the soundtrack a lot.
I have.
Are you going to play something right now off the soundtrack?
Sure. What do you want me to play?
Anything.
I already played Hooked on a Feeling. Pick one.
I like the Five Stair Steps song, Oh Girl.
Okay.
Can we hear that?
Yeah. Can you hear that?
Anytime soon?
You know, I'm trying to find it.
You've been so busy chatting. You're not even...
I'm sorry.
I can't remember all the good lines.
I can't either. I know them, but I can't remember them.
I like when they're all talking about how... I like when Chris Pratt's giving them all a pep talk and like how they need to be, how they're friends and friends take care of each other and stuff. And I Am Groot is like, I am Groot. And Rocket's like, yeah, I know Groot, but still, you got to be friends with everybody. He's like, I am Groot. And he's like, I know Groot. That's great. But it's like, no matter what, it's like Rocket knows what Groot means, even when he's only saying,
like,
I am Groot.
He's kind of the translator, but he doesn't know it. Yeah. I also like, what's a raccoon?
they call him a raccoon, and he's like, what's a raccoon?
Yeah. He was a raccoon, but he was experimented on.
Yeah.
Here's Ooh Child by the Five Stair Steps.
Ooh child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh child, things will get brighter.
Together and we'll get it undone someday when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday when the world is much brighter.
Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter. Things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Ooh Child by the Five Stair Steps.
Okay, I know why I was confused. I thought it was Oh Girl by the Chi-Lites. I was confusing Oh Girl by the Chi-Lites with Ooh Child by the Five Stair Steps.
Do you want to tell that story of the time you were wrong, admittedly?
Remember wrong? On Sunday I was wrong twice?
Yeah, that was weird. What was the first time you were wrong?
It was, I don't know, we were in the car driving to Lake Luzerne.
Yeah, I know. That was kind of pleasing to hear you say it.
All right, I found a video.
Of I Am Groot?
Yeah, plug into my computer.
See how long it is.
It's 2:42, we won't play at all.
Mom.
My character's name is Groot.
My character's name is Groot, and
he only can say three words.
He only
it's
says,
gonna be a
I
whole
am
interview
Groot.
With Vin Diesel.
I am
again
Groot.
Again and again and again and again and again throughout the whole movie.
You have to do it differently, emotionally do it.
Yeah.
So if you're happy, go, I'm Groot.
Yeah, exactly. It was very challenging because of that.
But here's the cool thing, and I heard you had to do this in different languages for when the movie goes worldwide.
First time I ever did a movie in multiple languages.
Yeah. I want to see if I'll test you and just see
Uh-oh.
If you remember how to do it in the languages.
Okay.
Ready? French.
Je suis Groot.
All right, is that enough? Do you want me to keep playing it?
Do you want to keep playing it?
Yeah.
Correct!
Je suis content.
Groot. Spanish.
Soy Groot.
See how your voice went deeper for that one?
I know.
It yeah, because you were like, the first one, you were like, Je suis Groot.
Exactly.
And then
you're,
like,
you're right. It's
Soy
true.
Groot.
It's not fair. It's not fair.
All right, all right. That's enough. He's probably going to go into, like, you know, Russian and stuff.
I think
stuff.
He does it in Mandarin. And that's it.
Mandarin? He does it in Mandarin?
I think so.
It's probably worth listening.
Mom, this was the interview that you missed, remember? I was watching this.
Oh my God, it was when we were in the hotel room and I went to sleep. You saw this already?
Yeah.
You're so funny.
Can I talk about the pictures of Vin Diesel from the premiere?
Yeah.
He showed up to the premiere in stilts and a shirt that said, I am Groot in big bold letters.
Yeah, it was like he was all in black, and then it was this white, this black t-shirt with white letters said, I am Groot. And
That's
he was on the stilts.
Yeah, he was on stilts. He said he was getting into character.
Groot doesn't look anything like Vin Diesel.
That's because Groot's a tree. How do you expect a tree to look like someone?
He doesn't look anything like him.
Well, Mom... He doesn't really look anything like anyone.
I am Groot.
Did you look it up on Google?
Yeah, I really want to hear. I really want to hear the character.
I'm sure you can find it on there somewhere.
Plug it in again. I think I found
Hold
one.
Hold on, pause it.
Oh, it's going to be an ad. Take it out. We're going to skip to the video and. Okay, blah, 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 blah. I am Groot. We're going to hear it now.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Oh, it's just some dopey guy saying it. It's so hard to find what you want online. All right, never mind. So what else can we talk? Are we just going to talk about Guardians of the Galaxy for the whole show?
I could talk about the Guardians of the Galaxy comic books.
Okay.
Do you know anything about them? Dad knows about them.
No.
Because I loaned them to him.
Well, he's got that one on me now.
Yeah. You should read them.
Okay, when I'm done reading By Night in Chile by Roberto Bolaño.
Come on, there's no way there's anything as exciting as Guardians of the Galaxy.
Probably Guardians of the Galaxy is more exciting than...
Why is that an air quotes?
It's more exciting than a novella about the stream of consciousness thoughts of a priest. So, yeah.
You would love the comics. I loaned them to Dad, and as soon as he was done with all of them, he was like, where's the next one?
Really?
Yeah, you can find them online, too. It's pretty easy to download comics.
Wow. So, oh, okay. So the other thing I wanted to say about Guardians of the Galaxy is that in all these articles that I read about it before the movie opened, people were all like, oh, it's like, it's a real risk for Marvel because it's this obscure comic. And it's got these untested actors. I'm telling you, like, the New York Times ran like 5 articles saying that it was a risk. And it was likely to, people were predicting it was going to be the first miss, like the first Marvel miss.
Did they see Daredevil?
Did Daredevil come out already?
No. I'm not talking about the Netflix one. I'm talking about the Ben Affleck one.
Oh my God, that was a Marvel movie.
Yeah, Daredevil's Marvel.
Oh my God. That was like 5 years ago.
I would definitely call that a miss.
First of all, Ben Affleck is a superhero. Oh
God.
Who thought that would work?
I'm offended. Because Matt Murdock's one of my favorite characters.
You love Matt Murdock.
I love Matt Murdock.
Well, so anyway, but I just wanted to say, I could have told you that Guardians of the Galaxy was going to be a huge success because...
I was so into it before it even came out.
A countdown on your Tumblr blog for over 2 months.
I did. Now I have a countdown to Age of Ultron, which is the next Avengers movie, which won't be as good as Guardians of the Galaxy.
All they have to do is ask you. All they need to be is like, I wonder how much Loretta's going to like this movie. And then there's probably some kind of graph that you can draw to how successful it'll be. Because you're the total perfect audience. If you like a movie, it'll do well. If you love a movie, it's going to be like through the roof.
I don't think that's true because remember Under the Skin? That was like my favorite non-Marvel movie ever.
We're only talking Marvel movies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think you're like 100% reliable when it comes to Marvel movies.
I don't like what Joss Whedon does so much all the time. I think he mischaracterized Steve in the Avengers, which I don't like.
How did he mischaracterize Steve?
There's one line I don't like where it's like, there's only one God, ma'am, and I'm pretty sure he doesn't dress like that. That line, whenever I hear that line come out of Captain America, it's kind of predictable, but it's still kind of like,
yeah, they made Captain America seem conservative.
Yeah, I know, which he's not. He's not conservative, and I get really offended when people think he is. And it's understandable that people think he is because they make him seem like that in Joss Whedon's Avengers. But it's like he wasn't like that at all in The Winter Soldier, right?
Joss Whedon didn't do The Winter Soldier.
No.
Did Bryan Singer do The Winter Soldier?
They're 2 totally different companies. He does X-Men movies.
Bryan Singer does, and those are Fox. And Winter Soldier was Disney?
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm accumulating this information.
Me.
It's like osmosis. Maybe you should play another song. Look, it's like the show's almost over.
Can we just keep talking about Guardians
of the Galaxy?
Yeah. I kind of broke my train of thought. What were we talking about?
Well, I was just saying that the New York Times was like, ooh,
no, like
might
literally
be a miss.
Just now, what were you talking about?
Joss Whedon.
Oh yeah, I forget what his name is, but he was really good. The brothers. It was brothers that did it, I think. I want to figure it out. Hold on.
What?
The Winter Soldier.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Just
Anyway. Yeah, Captain America seems kind of square. He's like old-fashioned and square, but he's got to be that way a little bit in the comic books.
Not because
really. He's like thawed out from 1941.
He's not that. He's really not conservative.
Really?
The comics.
He's not square and old-fashioned. You know what's the most intense thing for me to think back on now?
What?
That they had to Photoshop Chris.
Yeah, they
Evans's
used another guy's little body.
Scrawny body into the... I know Photoshop isn't the right word, but they had to like...
I mean, that's basic.
They put his head on a scrawny little person body for the first like half hour of the movie.
Anthony and Joe Russo.
I don't know who they are.
They're the people who directed it.
And yeah, I mean, I know, but I don't know.
I know.
I don't know anything about them.
They're going to be directing something else.
I can't hear you.
They're going to be directing... Oh my God, did he direct Community? Oh. He was the executive producer of Community.
I what time is it?
We've got 3 minutes.
So play a little bit of a song to get us out of here. We can talk more about Guardians of the Galaxy next week, because probably you will have seen it 2 more times,
yeah,
at least.
Yeah, probably. Here's Your Girl by Tourist.